Tracy.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue on the record. The next protest number is 26009. Rory Smith and Bree Walker. Yep, come on up. Ready for her to present?
Yes.
Okay. So just for your record, state your name and then you can describe your case.
Okay, my name is Bree Walker. Do you want the protest number 26009?
Yes.
So I handed out information to everybody and I did do a letter that kind of states everything that I would, you know, say today, but it was longer than 3 minutes. So I kind of did a quick breakdown. Just to get to try to hit the points. I live in a modest older community in Wilder. I've lived there for 20 years. I feel like the name of my community is a bit misleading. It's called Sandy Beach Estates, but these are not luxurious upper-scale homes. It's a mixed community of just regular homes, nothing elaborate. My home that got assessed for over $1 million has not been updated at all. In fact, it's in need of some major improvements. However, when I did get the notice that my property was assessed at over $1 million, I was pretty shocked. And when I called to talk to the assessor to get the or to file the appeal, it was stated that the assessed value was done on my acreage, which was where the majority of the increase happened. Part of it happened on the house, but the majority on the acreage also. And that it was based on one sale in my subdivision that had taken place in March of 2026, where I was told that you had to base your values in 2025. That property that did sell in my subdivision is a non-disclosed property that had extenuating circumstances, which I can't disclose because I don't have the all the information on it. However, it's not valid anyway. So what I did was I did have a market analysis done. Trust me, if I can sell mine for $1 million, I'm going to, and I'm going to move where there's less traffic. I mean, that's just the way it's going to go. And I could not, even doing it myself, because I was a past real estate agent for over 20 years, I could not find any comps that even came close to what mine was being assessed at. So I am not on the river. I do not have river views. I don't have any views. I'm about a third of a mile away from the boat, the community boat dock. That's all there is a boat dock. I'm not that much further away from the Homedale community boat dock. That is a nicer boat dock, which is where we usually dock our fish, or, you know, do our launch our fishing boat. So the dock is not really used. It's not really that big of a deal. There are properties in my subdivision that are on the river, and they're being assessed at not that much different than mine is. There's also, it was also stated that she raised everybody's property values in that sub, that had in the HOA that had access to the dock for that reason, but that's incorrect. And I didn't add those two there, but there are several that I just pulled out that do not, that they are assessed at $700,000 to $800,000. They are in the same age bracket as mine and have access to the boat dock, but their values are around, let's see, about over $100,000 less in land value. And the houses are between $700,000 and $800,000. So my evaluation, not only by my standards, but also the three different real estate agents that I did contact, came in between 830 and 850 as of last year. The comps were taken in 2025. So I would like some consideration for valuing my property more where it needs to be.
Okay, questions or comments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, just to confirm, you've provided the packet with Exhibit C showing these are your comps.
Yeah, I've got Exhibit A is complete market analysis on property values in full. B is another breakdown of the properties with minus pluses and minuses where they take into consideration, you know, if you've got if you have something that I don't have, or I have something that the property doesn't have. So it kind of goes through that.
Right.
And then Exhibit C was just basically run down with all the properties also, just in a different format. D is a land that was sold last, let's see, 1 to 5, what it was based on everything, 1 to 5 acres in 2025. And a list of all of those, which none of them even came close to the over 400,000 my land is being based on. And then Exhibit E, sorry, it's been, is actually the vacant lands. There's two properties that have been sitting on the market at let's see in there. Hang on a sec. So private waterfront properties. That have been on the market for 2 years that are still unsold at $329,000 asking price. Mine's based over $400,000. There's one that sold that's closer to the river than I am and has views for $224,000. And let's see, that one was... And the other one, 189,000, you know, building lots in a subdivision with views and close to the Snake River also.
What was your search radius?
On which part?
Well, like on these compilations, I'm just asking.
Oh, okay, so on the vacant land, it was close to the river or on the river. I even included on the river because of my, even though I'm not on the river, but just to have enough comps to kind of, you know.
So are you within a mile, 2 miles, 10 miles?
Within Wilder, in Wilder.
Just Wilder area, okay.
Yeah, they're all within probably most 2 miles, if that, to my property.
Okay,
yeah.
And all right, what's your proximity to Hepton's feedlot? On Fish Road?
Proximity is about, we smell it often. It's about 3/4 of a mile, I would guess.
Okay.
Yeah. To the north.
That's a big deal.
And I'm sorry, you said?
Oh, I just said that's, and that's a big deal.
No, the proximity was 3/4 of a mile?
Oh, 3/4,
okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, let's have staff present, please.
Okay. Okay, my name is Joni Irby. I am one of the rural appraisers in Canyon County. My area is typically the northwest area in Parma and Wilder. I have all that rural area up there. When I did my sales analysis, being that it's sparsely inhabited, there's a lot of land and not very many, it's not like Nampa, it's not compacted. I really need to analyze what's happening where, how, if there's a difference between ages of homes, if brand new homes are selling differently than old homes, if acreage is affected, if it's a gated community. I look at everything when I establish my values. So on this first slide, this is the subject parcel located at 19567 Sandy Beach, appeal number 26009. It is a 3,227 square foot home. So it is a very large home, and it does sit on 3.45 acres. Next slide shows a shop that is also located on the property. And then there's an aerial shot of the property. This is an aerial shot of the subdivision. The subdivision is a gated subdivision. At the top left corner of that subdivision is the boat dock. Miss Walker's property is down at the bottom in the middle. And everyone has access. It's not for the public. It's only for the HOA, and it's a private boat dock and access to the river for them. So on my comparables, when I looked at those, I looked at homes that were built in an age group. We have age groups for depreciation that we use. So the age group that she is in, the houses are built between 1985 to 2009. Hers was built in 2006. So when I set my values, I looked at sales that were comparable to that age. And being out in the county, you don't have too many, but I did have about 17 sales. So on the comparable sales, we've got Bellamy. The one on Bellamy, it is very close to the square foot of the home. One of the differences is that she has 3.45 acres. This is only on 1.83 acres. There's a sales on Jack's Road, and it's 2,340. Again, that's built in 2008, so subject's 2006. Comp 1 is 2006. Comp 2 is 2008. Comp 3 has slightly above her square footage at 3,406. That was also built in 2003. And if we look at the next slide, it's the comps. It shows the acreage of the parcel, an aerial shot with the homes on Comp 1 and on Comp 2. Comp 3. And then we have a sales comparison again with three more comps. Each of these comps, they are slightly different according to acreage, according to size, but we have to adjust for that. But these are all as similar as I could get to the subject that was to establish those values. So on comp four, the home, it's almost exactly like hers. And built the same year. Comp five is actually on the river. And that one does only have 1,896 square feet versus Miss Walker's, which is over 3,000. And comp six. So each one of these comps does have different amenities. On the next slide is the comps map, and I understand your diversion to properties that may be further away from the subject, but these are similar subjects in age in the rural part of the northwest part of the county. So when I look at these values on the next slide, taking my adjustments from our CAMA system, it adjusts for location, whether it's on the river, whether it's not on the river, adjusts for square footage difference, because it may be a 3,000 square foot home built the same age versus a 1,800 square foot home, and these adjustments are done in our CAMA system with our comps when we do our sales. So when you average out these six homes, the average comparable is $1,019,319. I have $1,001,770 on hers. The next slide is to show with the state, I do need to be in compliance with the state on my sales. I need to be as close to 100% at market value as possible. When I look at my sales analysis of those older homes within her age bracket, I'm at 99% of market on those homes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Have you had the opportunity to evaluate the comps that were provided by the?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to turn that over to Tracy. He would like to speak on those.
Thank you. And then I have a couple more questions.
Good afternoon, commissioners.
Good afternoon.
So addressing the comparables that the appellate presented. First of all, we'd like to thank her for presenting them. Typically, when we get a comparative analysis, there aren't any adjustments that are made. In her adjustments, we put it into the same format that we did ours, with the same adjustments applied. In total, it came out to still supported value. There is some that are obviously better or worse. We could go over those, but in total, they still support the value. I think the biggest difference that we're seeing between what she applied and what we've applied is in the land. We're using, like Joni stated, we're using a CAMA system that's, you know, providing equity throughout all of our appraisals. All the appraisals that you have come down here using the same adjustments. Those are not only through the CAMA, but they're also supplied through fee appraisers whose appraisals have come through our office, and we're able to capture that data to make sure that we're consistent. All of the comparables that she supplied are inferior in lot size. They're all less than this one. There is one, I think, on Viking that is the most similar. It's the least adjusted. It has a similar relationship to the river. Again, I think that the biggest difference is there. I think some of the adjustments that she made are about half of what we made. We're applying it versus our assessed value to from the comparables to the subject, which is the way we would adjust. So either up or down. In this case, everything is adjusted up because they're inferior. So the comparables are not that they're not good comparables. There are, you know, some better, but in total, again, they support the value.
Chairman, did she provide any of the items she's indicated that it's out of date? Were there, did she provide a list of cost to cure?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You did not look at the home?
No, she was insistent that her value was, that it was an older home and the value was wrong and wanted an appeal.
Okay. Did you take the proximity of 3/4 of a mile into consideration to the feedlot?
Of the feedlot?
Mm-hmm.
May I address that, please?
Through the chair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, may I address that? Just for the record, I reappraise all the feedlots and dairies in the county. And myself and another appraiser, I'm going to go back now 5 or 6 years. It was before you, Commissioner Van Beek. We actually did a very, very detailed study on homes closer to feedlots and dairies because as the county was growing, we saw this might be an issue. And the former employee's name is Chris Jakey, and you know, works by Fido Power as an appraiser. But anyway, him and I did quite a detailed research on that. We pretty much found there was no, you always get the people that buy next to the dairy that's been there for 40 years and they complain. But we found nowhere did it show that there were really, that it was really an effect in value, except right next door to them.
In addition to that, her parcel there at 3720-7105, the sale just to the west of that sold in August of 2025. That home is a 1937 house. The MLS, the information that we've got on that with that sale stated that it's a gated community, a gated subdivision, has excellent access. It has its own private boat boat launch dock to give direct entry to the Snake River, and it's just steps from your back door. This is how that was advertised. When I looked at these parcels, the parcels all along the river already had an adjustment for the river access. Those were already established. The inner parcels did not have any type of an adjustment because it hadn't come to our attention that it was needed or validated. Until we had this sale that occurred in 2025 showing that the value did need, the land value did indicate an increase. When I added that water access adjustment to those interior ones, this sale that's right next to her, it sold for $630,000. With the new land adjustment, it brought the assessed value to $609,940. So I'm actually still a little bit below the sale price, even with needing to adjust the land. So her home value didn't increase very much. It was the land value that increased. The land value increased because it was needed according to the sale and one that's right next to her in that subdivision.
Chairman, I'm going to say that back. That land that sold directly adjacent west of her sold for 609, but it was valued at 630?
No, it sold for 630.
Okay.
And the assessed value this year is $609,400.
Okay. And the houses are not comparable?
They are not comparable. So the value change in from last year to this year with this sale, it increased about $100,000. Her parcel increased $100,000 because of the land adjustment needed, indicated by this current sale.
Okay, and then what's the difference in size on her parcel and that adjacent parcel ending 7110?
Her parcel is 3.45 acres. Mm-hmm. The sale parcel is 2.20 acres.
Thank you.
It was one of the comparables that she used, so it is something we gridded out to see, using the principal substitution to see. And again, it came close to supporting, but it isn't a good comparable in the sense that, like Joni said, it's 69 years older, it's inferior in quality, it's about 1,140 square feet smaller. As you said, it's almost an acre less. So the only similarity is that it's where it's located, but it still doesn't support using it as a comparable, really.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm looking in her documentation and narrative, and I'm looking to see where I saw that, but maybe I'll just ask her so that you can address it. Did you say in here somewhere that one of the properties was a one-off, basically, on a sale, or no?
No, I think that might have been one-off on a sale. No, as far as assessed, what I said was that there was other assessed properties with the same access to the boat dock in the community that did not get the same adjustment up, did not get the $100,000 adjustment. Those properties are assessed between $700,000 and $800,000. And I just grabbed a couple of them, just pulled them with me this morning, just thought, you know, I might need these. And also I want to make it very clear that this is not a gated community. Anybody can go walking in there. Yes, it is a private boat dock, but that is it. It is not a gated community. We live out in the hop fields next to the, like you said, next to the feed mill. It's not like living in... Some of these houses that were on the other properties were in much nicer areas. We'll just put it that way. I think my area is okay. But so there's one here that was assessed at $797,000. And that has the same boat dock access. And their property is... let me make sure I got the right property. Acres is 3 acres. So why is mine so much more? Over $200,000 more. I've got a half acre more. They've got the same thing. They're the same distance away. I'm not on the river. I'm on the second lot over, and they're just around the corner with the same access. So that is my issue. I don't want to get them in trouble, though, either. And they'll have their properties, you know, raised up when I, you know, don't think they should either. But
Chairman, can I ask, maybe what I'm referencing is the third paragraph. It says the first sale reference occurred in 2026. Pro-trust instructions state that that should be in 25. You didn't believe that the sale should be used as a primary indicator for the value.
Oh, okay. That was the sale that I was discussing earlier about the land.
Mm-hmm.
When I went in to discuss the appeal or discuss the property value, what all I was given was that it was based on a sale that took place in March of 2026.
Okay.
And for more money. That was on the river next to the boat dock in my subdivision.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking in your packet. Comps 3 and 4 are the same property. And I think one of them is supposed to be the Sweetwater Road property, which from the what I can see from location-wise, but I can't tell based on the square footage and the acreage, location-wise would be a pretty close comp. Do you have the actual information for that one?
Yeah.
Like the acreage and whatnot?
I do apologize. I did mess that up. There are two on Pioneer. One of them is the 27499 Pioneer, and the other one is 26670 Pioneer. And I put that in comp 4 and 5. And comp 3.
I see a land value attached in your output, but I don't see what the actual... Oh, there it is. Comp. Is that 1.28 acres for the lot size for the Sweetwater Road?
Sweetwater is...
Yes.
Yes, 1.28.
Okay.
Mr. Brooks, are you at a point where I can ask for clarification on your comp question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So help me now, because on comp 3, you have an address of 26670 Pioneer Lane. And comp 4, you have an address of 26670 Pioneer Lane. Are those the same?
No, that's
no,
what
ma'am,
I,
that's what that was a mistake. I messed up the PowerPoint slides. If you
Thank
look
you.
At the comp sheet that's provided in your packet, it does have the correct comps on there. I just...
Okay, I had a hard time tracking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. No
that
problem.
Was my fault. I did mess up the PowerPoint slides.
Yeah, I couldn't get that reconciled, so thank you. And then, Chairman, if Joni could answer the question on the 25 versus 26 evaluation that was short-circuited.
So she misunderstood my communication that I was trying to say. I did say that the property next to hers sold. I did say that there was another sale that occurred in 2026, and that is the one right next to the boat dock. That one I did not use in my sales analysis. That one was not included in the data stream to derive the values for the land that needed those adjustments. It was the sale that was right next to her that those sales on the inland portion did not have an adjustment. That sale right next to her indicated the land needed to be adjusted. This one that she was referring to in 2026, I did mention because it does kind of bring into light that it followed a trend that it did show that it should be an increase, but this was not used in my sales analysis, and it won't be because it's unpublished. It was on the MLS, but I don't know. It says that the owner will carry. I wouldn't consider that an arm's length transaction. However, it does support the value increase. But it was not used, and I think she misunderstood that it was supposed to be the property next to hers.
Thanks for the clarification. Chairman?
Yes.
Was there a request from your office for a cost to cure or to look at what she's talking about?
No. When I talked to her, I asked her if there was any issues with the home, if there'd been any fire damage or roof leaking or flooding, and she said no, it's just an older home that's 20 years old.
Thank you.
Decision.
Okay. Commissioner Van Beek?
I think we should move to deliberation, and I'll let Commissioner Brooks or you start.
Let's move to deliberation. Mr. Brooks?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to support upholding the value, basically using this Sweetwater Road one as the best example. It's pretty close in size, but the subject property has more bedrooms, more bathrooms, has a larger lot, and per acre, it is actually valued less than the Sweetwater Road property that is also on the river. For a grand total, I guess what the suggested value is like $17,000 more than the subject property, but it is a, and it's an older build, so. That's where I'm at.
Okay. I'm in the same place. I haven't been persuaded by the presented comps to a degree that would warrant that significant of a change. So, what say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Chairman, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate the information that's been provided, and I understand the position of the appellant. However, I don't have anything that would allow me to adjust any values because it simply hasn't been presented, but perhaps she would choose to move to the BTA and present that.
Okay. So we'll make a decision. We're not the last decisioners. You can go to the state, and so. All right. Are we ready for a motion?
Chairman, I move that the board upholds the value established by the assessor's office on appeal 26009 for pen number 372071050 on property located at 19567 Sandy Beach Court in Wilder.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for doing such a good presentation. I appreciate it. I can see that was a lot of work. Thank you.
So will I be notified then or on the next process?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, thank you.
You still have a sheet? Yes. Okay. Let us not forget. So we have protest 26074. Is that going to be heard for this afternoon?
We have heard from the applicant, and they wish to uphold the value and push it on if they choose so.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we uphold the value of protest number 26074 as requested by the appellant, the protester, Mr. Stahl.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there other business that the board needs to consider?
Yes. So I just have a sheet that I have presented to all of you of some assessor adjustments. This is sheet number 2. These are just all of them are homeowners exemptions that have been applied to date that we have gotten at our front office. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
9 of them.
9 of them. So this this document will be attached to the minutes. It's titled Assessor's Adjustments for 2026 Certified Values - Number 2. Is there discussion or questions?
Chairman, I move that the board approves the presented adjustments on the referenced adjustment sheet for 2026 certified values number 2 as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there any other business we need to deal with yet today? All right. And we're still on schedule for tomorrow. All right. I would make a motion then that we adjourn.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves then adjourned. Thank you.